Universally, laughter may be one of the best medicines. This point is proven in rural Kenya, where humor draws crowds of people who also learn about the dangers of malaria. The comic actors tell ridiculous stories of body aches and diarrhea, but the real message is that these ailments are very serious and are possible symptoms of malaria, a treatable disease that can kill.
If you look at the health structure in Africa, 30 to 40% of people coming for consultation are coming because of malaria. At the same time, malaria is the first cause of death on children under 5.
Awamurie Kolsek is the executive director of the Rollback Malaria Partnership. The World Health Organization, the World Bank, and two other UN agencies launched the program in 1998.
The target is to, you know, when we say 1 million deaths, is that we would like to see the half in 3 years.
One of the new tools in the anti-malaria arsenal is a medication called ASAC. It combines the plant extract artemisinin and the antimalarial drug ACT into one tablet. It also has a simpler dosing regimen than other antimalarial drugs. The non-governmental organization Drugs for Neglected Diseases Initiative and the French drug company Sanofi Aventis developed ASAC. Company Vice President Robert Sebag says his firm will receive no monetary profit.
No patent, no intellectual property for this compound. We have accepted that and we will follow because the needs are very important one.
Not everyone is impressed with the new drug. Its makers say it costs $1 for a complete adult dosage. But doctors at the Institut Pasteur in Dakar, Senegal, say that it's still too high for rural Africans, who make an average of $1 or $2 a day. Other efforts to combat malaria include research here at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, Maryland. Researchers are trying to genetically modify mosquitoes so that they are no longer carriers of malaria. Scientists and health workers also place high hopes for a vaccine.
A lot of teams are working on that, but until now what is clear is that we will need something like 10 years before having a vaccine.
South African musician Yvonne Chaka Chaka and World Bank President Paul Wolfowitz also are involved in the fight against malaria. He compares the disease to terrorism.
If you think about it, that's 3,000 people a day. That's as many died in the World Trade Center, but day after day after day, and 90% of them are in Africa. And it is, as has been said now, a preventable disease.
Back on the ground in Africa, health workers are taking concrete actions to fight malaria. They include distributing bed nets treated with mosquito-killing insecticide and teaching families how to use them. Another strategy is spraying insecticide in homes. In the Kenyan village of Kiurugari, malaria-bearing mosquitoes breed in the stagnant water of the ubiquitous rice paddies and are a fact of life. Still, there are some hopeful signs. Regina Wanjiro Nyaga, the head nurse at the village's Joka Clinic, says the number of patients testing positive for malaria in recent years has come down.
Nowadays, they are reducing. They are not many as they used to come with malaria because of the nets and the health education that we give.
As the international community moves ahead with large-scale programs to stamp out the disease worldwide, healthcare workers take small steps to save individual lives. And in isolated villages in Africa, where the disease often strikes, actors use humor to remind audiences that malaria is no laughing matter. Stephanie Ho, VOA News.